Okay. So Sif Ches starts the halachos of, like we mentioned last week, Sif Ches until Tezayin, which will take us until Rosh Hashanah, I hope, starts the halachos and discusses the halachos of not which bugs are mutter and usser. Once we've established which bugs are mutter, which bugs are usser, and which hechetimtza of parish, not parish, where they were megadol, v'chulei. The question is, and this is derech klal, the shayla that are negei b'zmaninu, the shayla of sveikas. Usually we don't see big, fat, crawling bugs, we don't eat bugs, but there's chashas of bugs, the shaylas and sveikas, we're not sure. And that's what these halachas, starting from Sif Ches, really are discussing. So, right here in Sif Ches, the Mechaber says, kol mini perish adakan hatliya k'shem mechubarim, lo yoichal ad shiyivde kapri. You have to open it up and do a proper checking. So what do you have to check? As long as it's darkon lahatliya. So this is based on the Gemara in Chulon Daf Nun Ches, and this is what the Rashba says, the Rishonim say. This is the famous shiur called Mi'ir HaMatzur. And even though, kipshutay, min ha-toyra, we have a call of chazaka, we have a call of going after roiv, and the mail is something which is only a Mi'ir HaMatzur, which means it's something which is, most of the time, there are no bugs, but it's a relatively common thing, well, which we'll try to be magdir exactly what relatively common. It's hard to be magdir relative, but this is the din of mi'ir hamatzoi that kipshutoi. It's a din midrabanan. That's kmat askama seems kol apreiskim over here and in siman lamed tes by the shayla of bedikas treifus, which is where the Rashba b'chla gets this halacha and compares this halacha to that by mi'ir hamatzoi. There's a chiyuv bedika and kipshutoi. It's all midrabanan. That's what the Shach and the Prima Gadlam Simon Lamites point out that it's Chari Pashat, it's Midarabanan, and the Prima Gadlam says, I saw someone who said it's the Reis, and I don't know who he's talking about, that's Midarabanan, because Midarais, we have a Reif. So Lamaisa. Oh, yeah, let's get the Pratim right. Yeah. Right now we're talking about it's Dark Elias Bimachubar. Emma says, Al Tsa Etzim Chiyav with Kharbi, anytime there's an Isser. Now we're going to see different Cheshbainus, Sveikas and Sveikas, but the Etzim Chiyav, about what statistic, Kibo, do you have to be Choshesh? So the Shir is Mi'ra Matzoi, and that's what they bring from Simon Lamites. And over there, it's more the Chariot Din the Rabbanon. Lamaisa, we found that the Ur Sameach and Parshas Boy brings, what I mean, Ur Sameach, Parshas Boy is the Meshech Chachma. He brings the Mishkan Sankiv, and Mishkan Sankiv, while he is famous, more famous, I think, for his Hagdara of Mi'ra Matzoi, Lamaisa, the Mishkan Sankiv also has a Chiddush in terms of the Chomer of Mi'ra Matzoi. He learns that the Chiyah Bedik from Mi'ra Matzoi is actually Midaraisa. He brings a Rai from Medrash, which is Meshech Chachma's Doicha. Lamaisa Kipshuto, it's a Bedika, which is Mechuyav Midarabana. So once we're holding, let's just mention, we'll hopefully get back to it in the Hemshech a little bit. So the Mishkan Sankiv is famous, without getting into this whole Cheshbon from the Gemara in Gittin, for saying that the shear of the cheshbon from Mi'ra Matzoi is 1 in 10. Anything that is at least 10%, that's already called Mi'ra Matzoi, and that is Mechayev Bedika. And Rav Sherman says that the Nesivus holds the Reis also. The Nesivus? Oh, yes, I'm sorry, yes, the Mekor Chaim. It's been a long night. Yes, the Mekor Chaim in Hakdama to Hilchas Bedikas Chametz seems to also imply, I don't know if it's clear, it seems to also imply that the Chiyav of Bedikas Mi'ra Matzoi is Mi'ra Matzoi. So what's the shear? The Mishkan Sankiv makes a cheshbon, a technical cheshbon based on the Gemara, and says it's 1 in 10. Kiyadua, the place can bring this Mishkan Sankiv, Le'umas, a Chuvas HaRivash, that the Chuvas HaRivash seems to go Mikat al-Kat and say, listen, Midaraisa, the Chiyav will be once there's Rav. Once there's Rav bugs, it's a problem. Once you have Rav Heter, it's okay. So what were Chazal Chashash for? When it's Karev to a Rav. So what exactly is the percentage? Not so clear. And the emes is, many of the Heintegger poets can point out that Lamaisa, it's difficult to give a number and to give a shear, because once you give a number and a shear, things only get more complicated. Because if you say, let's say, it has to be 10%, does it have to be 10% of what? Does it have to be 10% of each truckload of, let's talk about lettuce, you know, let's say lettuce and mi'ir matzah. I think others believe that lettuce is actually muchzik bin agiyas. That's all talking with shayla. So when we say it's 10%, does that mean 1 in 10 truckloads has one bug? Even though only 1 in 1,000 people who have a portion of lettuce will end up with a bug. So how do you determine? Do you determine based on the truckloads, depending on how much you bought, depending on how much each person puts on their plate? And kitzur, this is what makes things, you know, complicated if you try to make this halacha totally numbers. Now, Lamaisa, aside from Mishkan Sankiv, which became the famous shita, Lamaisa, many of the poskim say you should try to be choshev with the shita. But it seems, and this is what they bring from, many of the poskim bring from Sheva Alevi, that it seems that the standard parsha de mahalach is, like the Sheva Alevi describes it, is that it's kifia muskal, it's a kolafia inyan, and the point being that as long as it's something that when you find it, it's not so surprising. then it gets common enough that you finally say, yeah, of course there's a bug here, as opposed to when you're looking through something and you find a bug and you say, wow, that's totally unexpected, totally out of the blue. And Hakalafia Indian, it's not clear. So it seems to be somewhere in between. You know, I think 49% is already, so it's Pasha, that's mamish, a lot of bugs. And if it's just 10-11%, that could already be a Kiddush. Maybe it's somewhere in between and Hakalafia Indian. Yeah, so, yeah. What's that? Scheinberg also says what? That this Hagdara, that it has to be surprising. Right. That's the question, that it seems until recent Dairas, before we gave numbers to these things, yeah, could be it's telling different things. Right. Okay, so hopefully we're going to get back a little bit to this. We were Madaik, maybe there's somewhat of a Machlokes Shach and Taz in this issue, and some of the different Svaras why this Shir might be Mishtana from time to time. Okay.
We have a way to be Magdir numbers at this puppy, Roif, right? In as much as we be able to figure out if Roif there for their rices is based on the plate, the human, the truffle, apply the same Gdarim. I mean, we have a way to figure out.
Okay, so this is the question. It could be, you know, if you have in Hanami, whatever. No, Roif is a different story, because once you have Roif, so if you have Roif in the truckloads, and then Roif of the people that eat from it are also going to have it. Ashenki, once you're talking about
Roif of the people,
once you have a miyut, kitzer, this is what they all point out, it gets somewhat more complicated, and therefore it seems that even though many of the places can see, I saw in one of the Mechtavim from Shlomo Zalman, he says, yeah, Kedai, the Oilam, you know, we try to be machmer for the, and Rebbe also writes that, you know, we try to be machmer for the Mishkas Yankov, right, but Lamais, it has to make sense, it has to be Lamais, something that's epis, something relatively matzui benimtza, that it's not like stam shocking and stam a total strange thing, but it's something that's somewhat benimtza. Yeah, he doesn't. He's not talking about the shear of Mi'ra Matzah, but in a chanam.
We don't have a lower shear.
Yeah, so some of the places can say even a lower shear, even maybe even more rare than 10%.
One out of 100 apples makes sense to find a bug. We won't be surprised. That's much lower.
Than one in 100 won't be surprised, but the standard person who's eating an apple would be very surprised to find the bug. So that's the point. That's what makes it not a Mi'ra Matzah. Someone who opens an apple and sees a worm, that's shocking. Okay. So Lamaisa, like the Goyen points out here in Sifkatan Chaf Beis, that the Emes, the Chiyuv B'dikon Amira Matzo is a Rashba, and the Rashba himself, Teres Beis, points out that Lamaisa from Rashi and Dafne Chesed is Mavur. There's no Chiyuv by Amira Matzo. Rashi's Mavur, that has to be Matliya Mamish, like Shalom Shat in the Gemara over there on Dafne Chesed. And that's what the Goyen points out over here. And Lamaisa, all the Rishonim Mechelik and Shulchan Aruch is Mavur, that were Machmer Neged Rashi. So Lamaisa, some of us are here already pointed out, I think Ali pointed out, that Lamaisa, the Chiyuv Amira Matzo comes from B'dikas Harayas Patrefus, and the mice over there, Rashi's masking that there's a Chiyuv B'dika for Mi'ra Matzah. So you have to know what's the pshat over here. So it could be there's a Svara Lakula over here, and that is that Lamaisa, if we understand that the Chiyuv B'dikas Mi'ra Matzah is a Gzeira Mid Rabbanon, because Chazal said, let's be Choshish for the Mi'at, Taka Mid Reiser, right? Let's be Choshish for the Mi'at HaMatzah, it's Taka, a commonly found thing. So Mid Rabbanon, they made a Gedel Dom. So it could be that Rashi held that something like Trefus Harayas, which is something which is a Dover Kavua. I'm not saying, you know, Trefus changed Mizman Lizman, but it seems that Chazal understood that is a commonly found thing, which is Kavua. Every animal has the same Mir HaMatzoy Dika chance, and every place, and this doesn't change from year to year, from city to city, from town to town. It's basically a Dabar Kavua. For a Dabar Kavua, Chazal made a Gzeira. Masha'in came by vegetables. Maybe there's a Svarah to say that Mice of vegetables, we know all the places can point this out. Which vegetables, yeah, which nish. So if you look, Taka, each place, Kafiz, Manoi, Vashaito, they've made a different list, and they all point it out, but you know, in Hanami, next year things might change. Everything changes from Zman to Zman, from ear to ear, from Sada to Sada, Afilu. And sometimes there's a Makas Medina, and sometimes things change, and we know, like, the Metzias changed Mizmanenu, which countries use how much pesticide, insecticide, and how much, yeah, and how much not. So it could be that Lamaisa, we're talking about a Chiyuv Midrabanan, so maybe Rashi understood that Yesh Bakam Lachalik, that over here it's not a Dover Kavua, and Lamaisa, things are constantly changing, and you have to know from here. So here, Chazal never made a Gzeira, which would be a Shtikl Gzeira, that's a Shtikl Nasata Dvarech Lashurin, which is really what happened, meaning we passed it out like Rashi, we made the Gzeira, and Taka, it's very not clear, this Gzeira. In Taka, everyone's kind of grappling to give a Hagdara to this Gzeira. So it could be Rashi. Okay, but we're going to get back this Svara. I think Lamaisa is also a Svara L'chumra, which hopefully we'll get back to in the Hemshech. Now, Chazal Merchayev to be Boidek a Mir HaMatzah. So what happens if you didn't? You didn't, you're over on Takanas Chazal, Avar, and so what does it mean Avar? Just go be Boidek now. So the Teretz is, like we see in our Sugya, that the Rash points out, and Shulchan Aruch points out, that sometimes you put the food into a matzah, but you can't cook it anymore. L'mashal, when you cook it, and you have some kind of a tafshil, and everything's already cooked and stuck together, so mela, it's not shaykh b'dik anymore. So what happens b'di evid if you didn't do b'dikos? So l'maisa here in Shulchan Aruch, it says, avar u'bishol, based on the Rashba, it's mutter. So bedikas miyad hamotzer, bedieved is mutter. Now. Now the maisa. In Siman Lamites, there's also a chiyuv bedika of miyad hamotzer to check the reis, to check the lungs. What happens if you don't get a chance to check it because buzz even up like a wolf comes and takes it away and you can't check it? So there also the mechaber says stakamoter simin lametes if beis mechaber says if you don't check it but the evidence it's okay. Why? Because again mid the raisa we have a chazaka, mid the raisa we have a rov, so meila my mid the behema al cheskasi and it's muter b'di'evet. Says the Rama over there, no, the Raman simin lametes says b'di'evet it's aser. So the prima gadim already by us points out that, you know, he kind of shtells it as a question. It's not much of a question as everyone probably understands already. So, but the Prima Gadol points this out, and I think it's Sifkat Nechof in the Sif Seidas, that L'maisa, Mufid Ramah, this time is not enough. The time of Hamid al Cheskasu, because you see that the Ramah was Machmir over there, that we're not Maimon al Cheskasu, even Bidi Evid, meaning the Chazal said even Bidi Evid to be Machmir. And the Gain points out that seemingly it's Machlokis maybe in two Gemaras over there in the beginning of Chulin. So L'maisa were Machmir, so says the Prima Gadol, and that's the pshat in the Rashba over here, and that's the pshat that the Peskim will bring the second time of the Rashba. But the Rashba himself says that if b'di eved you're avaru bishal, b'di eved you go and you mix it in and now you can't check the mira matzah. So it's mutter kus hamad davar al cheskasa. The oid says the Rashba here you have a svek sveka. So the Prima Gadol points out that the Rama in Siman Lametes who's machmir b'di eved that we're not maimed al cheskasa even b'di eved. So over here you have to come on to the svek sveka, and the svek sveka over here will be makel b'di eved l'maisa. Okay, and that's the Svek Sveker, which we're going to speak about in a minute, that maybe there's not bugs, and even if there's bugs, maybe it's Nimach. Yeah, key, like maybe the Rashba is leaving these two options open because of the Shaila over there. Right, so there's no Svek Sveker. No, it's not the Rashba. Yeah, okay, yeah, you have to know. It could be, so it's always pointing out, if you make over there, then you can call it your Svek Sveker over here. Ella, Mkein, Yesh Makam Lachai. But mostly there's different Zeres over here, and we know that the chaymer of the Isra Shatzim is very chaymer. Every bug you eat, you know, over four or five or six lavin. So ulai over here, the Rashba wanted to shtel too. You have more than just hamid al cheskas. Maybe the Rashba felt, maybe even the feed the machaber epis, you might need the svek svek over here, because lamais over here, there's it's more chaymer. Okay.
You did it via dying. The talus will be a dying.
Okay. So there is makom lachalik lechayra. Kipshuta would come out that lafi the machaber we would be makel b'di evid even without the svek sveka. Now, but there's klal, like we said, what's the case where it's b'di evid? If you cooked it, you have the svek sveka anyway because shemini mayach. But the maisa, there are perhaps instances, you have to know, perhaps there are instances where you have a b'di evid without the svek sveka. Hamashal, some place can say by frozen fruit and frozen vegetables, once you freeze them, they're impossible to check. And if you would have to check them, the only way to do it would be to totally destroy the fruit, to take them apart, and to rip them apart. And let's say you'd come to a matzah where you froze it, you can't check it. So you don't have the chashash nimayach, you don't have the suffix of nimayach. So it would be mekel. So l'chayra, it's safe to assume that l'fidah mechaber who's mekel lamites, b'di eved, without a svek sveka, stam. B'di eved, you didn't check your mira matzah, b'di eved, kipshuta l'fidah mechaber would be okay. Kipshuta l'fidah ramah, it's not okay. L'maisa the ramah over there in lamites says, sefbeis, maz machmer, but he says, makam hefsid gadol, so you could be mekel. You can't check it if it's frozen. So there's no more svek sveka. You have the suffix, maybe there's bugs. But the other suffix is maybe it's nimayach. Freezing does is not nimayach. So let's say for some reason you can't defrost it, or if you would try to check it, it would just destroy everything. So we'd be making with the evidence. So we'll feed the machaber lechayr, yes, unless we'll be machalik again. Pshuta, yes, and we'll feed the ramah. Unless it's hefsid gadol, we're machal.
All of this is only in vegetables that we would know are not
nagua. Yeah, we're talking about all mir hamatzeh at this point. Well,
I don't know. I threw that out there.
Let's
whatever
take things one step at a time. Yes,
right?
Hanan. We're going to get to the different dargas. Right now, we're talking only about the darga mir hamatzeh, which means the rabbanon. It's roiv not nagua, and it's mir hamatzeh. Yes.
What's the definition of a hefsid?
Good question. Good question that we're not going to be mafire it right now. Lamais, I'll just tell you that one of the things, I think it's in Anishma Sodom, and I heard this quoted B'Shem Rabbi Yashiv, that he said that there was, I think it's based on Anishma Sodom, that there was a shiloh of a whole min being usr. That there was a min that for some reason was impossible to check the mir hamatzeh b'di'evid, and it was a shiloh of just saying you can never eat yerek ploini. And I believe it was a Nishmas Adam, whatever it is, and Nishmas Adam said that would be already called the Hefsid Gadol. Okay, so then it's debatable. Maybe that's only, you have to know what that min was. Maybe it was only something that was more of a staple type of a food. You know, certainly we'd say that by wheat or by, you know, something for bread or for some kind of more staple food, as opposed to asparagus, maybe not, might have that kula, but that is a good shayla, also needs a hagdar. Okay. So that's in terms of b'di'eved that we're saying l'fi the Ramah you have to come on to the Sfek Seika Kipshutai, and according to the Machaber maybe not, maybe yes, but l'maisa b'der klal you have the Sfek Seika. Okay, but it's mavur that you can't do this l'chatchila, right? You can't go take the Mir HaMatzri and go cook it l'chatchila and say, oh, now I have a Sfek Seika, right? The Rashi says, avaru bishel, that's only b'di'eved. So it's mavur that you can't go make this Sfek Seika be a daim. And l'chair, that's because, first of all, the Takanas Chazal was to be choshish for the Mir, not to make kuntzim to get out of it. And l'chair, this is also kasher to the Shaila of Ein Mevatel Nisr L'chatchila, that to go make a bug, which is a berry and not bottle, to go be a dime, try to dissolve it so that it will yes be bottle, is an issue of Ein Mevatel Nisr L'chatchila, which is an issue which hopefully we'll discuss in the Hemshech of the Simanim, of the Sifim. That means it's not so pashut, there should be Ein Mevatel here, because like it's a suffix. Do we have the Isra of Ein Mevatel Nisr L'chatchila when it's only a suffix if there's bugs? Debatable, but that's the Chayr Klor here. You can't make this Svek Sveika be a dime. But, says the Taz, what if this Svek Sveika is just served to you on a platter, and you don't have to go make it be a dayan by being mevashalin and causing a nimayach? So it says the Taz, based on this logic, as long as you have the Svek Sveika, it's given to you, and you don't have to go create it be a dayan, then we'd be makel. And this is what we've all seen, the Taz in Sifkat and Yabez, who says a Svek Sveika to be mafkiya the chiyah b'dika b'chal. So what does the Taz say? The Taz speaks about two things. It speaks about kamach, and speaks about raisins. So what is his Svek Sveika? Very simple. First of all, again, we're talking about a Mir HaMatzri. So Mir HaMatzri, Chazal said Choshesh, but Choshesh, there might not be bugs. Very important suffix, might not be bugs. Says the Taz, the next suffix is that since these raisins and kamach, the derech was, the bugs only came betalush, and like we all remember, when a bug is born betalush, it's not asr kol'oid, it's not pirish. So says the Taz, Fekseker, maybe there's no bugs. And even if there's bugs which came betalush, maybe they weren't pirish. Svek Sveika, Mutter, you don't have to check Kemach, you don't have to check raisins. Okay, so let's just make a simple diik in the Taz. Taz says, you don't have to go check. But let's say I don't go check, let's say it's not an issue of checking, but I should just see a bug. Let's say I see a bug on the raisin. Let's say I see a bug on the Kemach. Mefurish and Taz, oh, very good. Mefurish and Taz, but then you don't have the Svek Sveika because you see the bug. You have the Suffolk if it's Pirish maybe, but you don't have the Suffolk if it's here because you're looking at it. So there would be Asir. Now, in terms of Kemach, like Belly's pointing out, that's very simple to us because we all saw a Sifhei. In Sifhei it says, if I see a bug on Kemach, is it Mutter Asir? Well, let's see. It was Noilad Betalush. Was it Pirish? So it says Mechaber. You have to be Choshish. So very good. The Taz is very Muvan. The point I want to make is, what's with the raisins? So it's a Chayr Klar in the Taz that if you see the bug on the raisin, then the bug is Asir. And the question the Chayr is, why? Ki Harei, we know that by Kemach, Paiskim say that we saw last time the question of the Prichadosh, whether pierce to the side of the Kli is yes pierce, not pierce. Well, Maisa by fruit, we have to look in Sivdala by fruit. And by Sivdala, the question of being pierced by fruit, we have a Mechaber. The Mechaber says that even if you push it, see a tunnel dug from inside the Pri to outside, and you look inside and you see a little worm sitting down inside, you don't have to be Choshish for pierce. Ad Kedekach, you have the Reyes of a hole, and you don't have to be Choshish. Comes the Raman, says, yeah, here we have to be Choshish. So the Paiskim, it's a whole tumult in the Paiskim. What's going on here? Stira by Kemach. You are choshish here. You're not choshish. What's going on? L'chayr, if you're choshish by the frektataz, if you're choshish by the Kemach, l'chayr you should be choshish by all payers. It's a stira and mechabers. Other places can have tirutzim, different types of bugs, whatever the mitzias is. So the question is, what's with raisins? So I'm not exactly sure. It seems to have been like a hanacha by then. They understood what raisins are like. But did raisins have a hole? Were raisins something that were nichla like in Sif Dalid, that there was a hole, and lafi the Mechaber would be Mekel, and lafi the Ramah would be Machmir? Okay, the Taz doesn't seem to be saying this Svek Sveika, and it doesn't seem to be saying this Dafka lafi the Ramah. According to the Mechaber, this would taka be Mutter if you saw the bug on the raisins. So it's not really 100% clear. The Emes is, the Taz Lashitaso, if we all remember the Taz himself really got Shtikl Mesubach with Israel. Right, the Taz has to steer between Sefei and Sifdal. He said, if you're Choshish by Kemach, I don't understand why not Choshish by the bug, steer Mechabers. So it could be the Taz Lashitasoi is Taka holding by the raisins, is holding by Echshash Pirish. Could be Imkain. I'm not saying Ladidon, because it could be Choshish by Taz, and Taz who says, and Bechlal, what I'm saying is a shtickle, Chesun Yadi over here. It's all telling each Mitzvah, you know, raisins when they shrivel up, do they have holes at where the stem, does the stem fall off, does it not fall off? Hard to know. But it could be the Taz here is a shtickle that she tells her that he's assuming this question. It could be we have to be choshish for that Taz, especially because of our chesed nidir. But, tachlis l'maisa, let's say we have a teretz to the Tazis Kash, which many Achrayim do have a teretz. The Pima Gadim over there, another Achrayim. And let's say that, between Tzav Sal and Tzav Hei. And Melo, L'chayr L'fizeh, Lomi Boy L'fid Machaber, that even with a hole you're not Choshev Pirish, but L'kuli Alma could be, if you stamsi a bug crawling around on a Pri, and there's no hole whatsoever, meaning there's no Reya so that it should have been a Pirish. We're not talking about a bug with wings, we're talking about Sheretz Arz, not Sheretz Oif. Could be L'kuli Alma, you wouldn't have to be Choshev. Let's say it's on top. Let's say you're calling around. Let's say it was born there. If I don't see a hole, let's say there's no hole. 1 second. Let's talk about, just move away from raisins for a second. Let's talk about like a strawberry. There's no hole. I see the whole thing is no hole, and it's crawling around on top. So we spoke out last week, that's the Prima Gadim, and many Paiskim, Chazanish, or Chasholchan, that when do we say Al Gafa Pri is also when it came from inside and was Pirish the outside? But if it was born on the outside, then Mechayra, there's a Heter, there's no Pirish. Oh, we're going to get to Mechayra, 1 second. So I'm just saying that Lidi Dun, that we're machmer when there's a hole, that's because there's a reyesod. And kemach is a gvaldig reyesod, different malchim. But let's say I would see, strawberry would be betolish, which is probably an incorrect assumption, just we're talking about mashal here. The mashal, let's say, would be darko only betolish, and I would see you crawling around on a strawberry. Can I eat that bug? Lo barur. Lafi the taz mistamanak, because the taz is all misubach with the shayla of when we're choshev, not choshev, he thinks if we're choshev, kemach, we're choshev, everything. But if you have a teretz to that kashim, we're only machmer when there's a reyesod of a hole, so I'm not sure. Stam. I'm not talking about a sweat faker. Mechaber is makel there. Mechaber is makel there. One second. We're going to get to that. You're asking good. Let's leave that for now. I'm just saying, Lafi the Cheshman of Sivdan said, hey, before Ches, if you see a bug on a strawberry and it's Dakor Lahatliya Betalush, it's not clear that you can't eat that bug. Munchaway, Baltashakshu maybe, to deal with that.
How do we explain the take of
when you saw it be Pirish, or you know it was Pirish. Or is Dako Lefresh? You know, the Taz, the Mashal, you know, if there's an that was Pirish, like the Taz in the end of Sivkat Yudzayim, and he's talking about my Shayr, which we can get into, so Taz says that, you know, if you have a raisin, and you go and you knead it into dough, and you mamish make a challah out of it, it's Pashit was Pirish. And certain things were Pashit was Pirish, so that's what they were talking about. But anytime there's a Chash, do we have a Chash Pirish now? So I'm just saying, in Cain. To use this Svekshekel on Maisa, it's going to be very difficult. Because a lot of the Chesin Yadir is, and because a lot of Sekhs, and because maybe we're Chesh for the Taz anyway, who seems to always be Chesh for Pirish. But I'm just pointing out that if we would have a fruit, and we would go with the Mahalach and the Achrenim, that when there's no Reis, you don't have to be Chesh for Pirish, so then Be'etzim, we have a Svekshekel beyond the Taz Svekshekel. What's that? Taz Svekshekel is limited to something that's only Darkoi, where the bug only comes Betalish. It only comes betalish. Then we have a svek svek, and maybe it's not here. And even if it's here, maybe it wasn't pirish because it's only betalish. Let's say, and I think this is many of the toilaim and things we have the fruit is manenu. It's a bug that sometimes comes mochava, sometimes comes betalish. So there, that's mavur from the taz. You don't have the svek svek. So lafi the taz, it's very clear. Why don't you have that svek svek? Very simple. Because let's try to make a svek svek. Maybe there's no bugs, and maybe there's a bug that came afterwards. Or maybe there's a bug. Okay, but that bug might have come from Mechubber. Because, again, we're talking about a bug itself. That might have come from Mechubber. Maybe it came Betalush. That's also not a good suffix. Because maybe it was Pirish. We'll feed the Taz. We're Chashish for Pirish. So you can't make a Svek-Svek. A Mash-Ein came. If you have a fruit where there's no Chashash Pirish, how do you make a Svek-Svek like this? Let's talk about the theoretical strawberry. Which is, again, theoretical. Maybe there's a bug, maybe there's no bug. And even if there's a bug, maybe the bug came Betalush. So that would be a good Svek-Sveka. Maybe it's not here, and even if it's here, maybe it was born Betalish. And the Chashash Pirish, we're not, again, the Taz is working with the Chashash Pirish. But if we don't have that Chashash Pirish, this would theoretically be a Hechatimsa to make another Svek-Sveka, which theoretically would be a big sniff, at least a sniff lahakal, or depending on the Matthias, again, you know, maybe raisins have holes, and maybe strawberries have holes, but without. But l'chayra, this would be a makom ladun, that we can make another svek-sveka, which would give makom lahat, or even a bug that sometimes comes with mechubber, because we still have that svek-sveka. So you're saying stan, meaning baal batish, that's that would be nichol like the pashur of chash pirish. Okay, so I'll tell you the mashal, like, again, mean? I don't know by the raisins, meaning like kamach, similar to kamach, what are the poison cake? Kamach, what? It didn't go. Okay, maybe it depends where it was. It would be telling the Shail of Deifnei Kli, Bnei Nechanami. Like, I'm saying, like, the Taz is a little bit mashmah like that. The Taz says by the raisins, we're talking about raisins here. The Taz in Yudzayin says, raisins, once you knead them out and you do a Gansa Lisha Baricha, then it's Pashit, Zichr Pirish. Okay, Bnei Nechanami. Even a bug, that's, yeah, just stop. Even a bug, the Taz is limited to bugs that only come betalish. Let's say we have a bug that sometimes comes b'chabras pavas v'ekzegem. Maybe there's no bug, and even if there's a bug, maybe it came betalish.
No.
If it came betalish, it's mutter. That's a tzad heter. What do you mean? Even if it came betalish, maybe pirsh. Chashash pirsh ma'adachish mei, or not chashash for pirsh. I'm saying behelim the Taz, without the Taz. Which is part
of the Taz.
No, so in this case, you don't have the Sveik of the Taz. Let's say this case. Maybe there's no bugs. And even if there's bugs, maybe it came betalish. Says the Taz, that's not a Sveik. If it came betalish, maybe it was Pirish. So you can't matter that strawberry unless it was Darko to come Dafka betalish. Yeah, meaning that's part of the Sveik. But the heter of the Taz is limited if it's only Darko to come Kalish. But if it's Darko to come Safik, Talish, Safik, Mechubber, if you the Taz, you don't have it. I'm pointing out because of the Chash Pirish. Okay, so I'm just pointing out that Lamaisa, there is a cheshbin here by could be many fruits, Bizmaneinu, that Lachari, this would be Makum Ladun, depending on the Metzias, depending on the nature of the fruit. And good, listen, Mistam, we have to be Cheshish for the Taz. The Taz, you know, from Gedalia Chronim, Gedalia Person says you have to be Cheshish, Kemach, we're Cheshish always for Pirish, maybe we have to be Cheshish. We're saying another sniff that we're going to cheshbin is Lachari, this Svek Sveka. Okay. And even if there's bugs, maybe it came Betalush. It might have come with Mechubber, but it might have come with Talish. Okay. So that's the additional Svek Sveka that we have up here this Taz. Now. Okay, so that this Taz is basically saying that, again, we said that the Rashba Svek Sveka, if you go and you're Avar, Ubishal, anytime you need your Maisa B'Yadayim to make the Svek Sveka, that you're not allowed to do. Says the Taz, but it's served to you on a platter, your Svek Sveka, then you could use it. The Taz has his Svek Sveka, we mentioned maybe in certain materials you have another Svek Sveka. Fine. Now, let's just talk about this B'Dievet Svek Sveka again, because this is also relatively common case, someone who has a Mir HaMatzah in bugs, something that has a Mir HaMatzah in bugs, he doesn't check it, he cooks it, and once it's cooked, then you have the Svek Sveka, maybe it was there, maybe it's in the Mayach. Now, we all saw the famous Maisa Shehaya in Krakow that the Taz quotes, and this Maisa Shehaya basically is an application of this Svek Sveka B'Dievet. Svek Sveka, maybe it's here, maybe it's not here, and even if it's here, maybe it's Nimayach. So the Taz used an application of this Svek Sveka in the famous Maisa Shehaya that Erev Shavuos, that was pointed out, the big Tzarchian, they were making Raisin Chal on Shavuos, now we make Raisin Chal on Rosh Hashanah, so it's Mamish and Yon Diyan. So the whole town was making Raisin Chal, the covered Yontif, and Kanireh, this is Stam, something that some of the later Achrenim handled the Das the Taz, but Kanireh, assuming that the whole cracker were not Rishoyim, the raisins were not Muchzik B'Toylan, and they were not even a Mir HaMatzah, because in Mavur the whole city cooked and didn't check. L'chayr. So let's assume that the Matthias was. It was not a Mir HaMatzah that year. Like the, you know, the place comes out. Each year was different. That year it was a clean stock that year. Okay. The Taz was the Rav. I hear. In the Shach Shul down the block, things might have been different. Now, L'maisus, what happened? So one lady went. One Nudnik went. Chayra, because who told her to check? Even though, we'll get back to that. Maybe she had reason to check. And she found bugs in the raisins. So she went running to the Taz, or to the Taz's Gabbai or something. And they said, look, I found bugs. So they went back to the Meicher. Yeah, let's see. One woman found out. Yeah. Because afterwards we say it's impossible. So they went running to the Meicher. It was Erev Yontif already. And they check and they see that the Meicher's whole stack of barrel of raisins is pashut full of bugs. Full of bugs, Mir HaMatzah. So, sounds like it was a Mir HaMatzah, meaning there were bugs. They found it was Hutla. So the Shaila was, the Chayra, you have to ask for the whole city's Chalas for Shavuos. So the Taz was Meikel. And the Taz said, the Maisi have a Svek Sveka. He said like this, listen, now that we know there's bugs in the Meicher's stock, anyone who buys from here on, then you're in trouble because you only have a Chashash Nimayach. So, you know, they put up Tzetluch that the Taz, no more buying from this reason. But before that, he says, you still have a Svek Sveka, Lamaisa. Because Lamaisa, very nice on Tuesday, you found bugs. What about the people who bought Monday night, a few hours earlier, or Sunday, or Matzah Shabbos? That's still a Suffolk bugs. So maybe bugs, maybe no bugs. And even if there were bugs, maybe they were in Imuach in people's Chalas. So that's how the Taz Paskin. One second. So now. Oh, so says the Taz, L'chayr Tepelet. The Taz says this. He asks your question on himself. He says, maybe you'll ask on me. What kind of joke is this? We found on Monday morning bugs. We found on Tuesday bugs. So what? Monday night there were no bugs? The Pashat there were bugs. So says the Taz, no, I don't agree. Because L'maisa, you know, these bugs had to be Makli at some point. These raisins had to get the bugs at some point. So, Mamaisa, maybe they were Matliya 5 minutes before we checked the whole stack. So anyone who bought before that 5 minutes, their bugs were a suffix. That's okay. Yeah, I have a it seems to be a suffix haragel, meaning a suffix which is really raglaim ladover, that we can be pushing the suffix with chumrah. So that we can't be mitzarto svek sveik. So I say, we have tainas ami, we have tainas in the Rashba. What's the Rashba svek sveik after all? We're talking about, says the Mechaber, the Rashba's halacha, kol minei perisha darkon lehatliya, kishay mechubarin. This is the derech. Again, we're talking about a miyamot. So he says, it was a ganz fine derech, meaning it was a svek haragel, nafal pikein, the Rashba shtelta to a svek sveiker. So if the Rashba could do it, I could do it. After all, says the Taz, I'm really just quoting a Rashba. So it's the same svek sveiker. Adkan de reetaz. Says the Shach and Nekudis HaKesef, they're on his side of town, they asked the chalas. Loi tav hoira. His psak was incorrect, he should not have been making on the chalas. Why? Zok der, vadanisht. The Rashba never meant to be makel. The Rashba was never makel on a safek haragel. And taka here, tavada safek haragel, which the Taz didn't deny. Taz agreed it was a safek haragel. You said we could be makel on a safek haragel. Says the Shach, it's not pshat in the Rashba. Chalavada safek haragel, we can't be mustarsh to a sex faker. And what's the pshat in the Rashba? So he reads the Rashba like this: Kol mini peiris shedarkan lahatliya kishem mechubarin. Meaning, avad that's not a safek haragel. It wasn't a derech to matliya. It was very rare, very uncommon that there would be matliya. But if they're matliya, it's be mechubar. They're darkan lahatliya kishem mechubarin. Meaning, when it happens in mechubar. Lav dafka it's derech to happen. Now, interesting. Is that
Bechayra? You didn't find bugs. Now he's marking the Rashba that you didn't find bugs. It's a whole different.
Of course you didn't find bugs. We're talking about a Svek Sveker. Svek Sveker is maybe there are bugs, maybe there are no bugs. Even if there are bugs, maybe there are Mimayach. You for sure didn't find bugs. What was who said? The Shach said, Avadar, we're not. Let's say it sounds like from the Lamashal, it sounds like from the Taz that he's talking about a Safak Aragah, it was like 40%. So says, that's Avadar Nish, says the Shach. It was 12%. It says darkon, so we're going to call 12% a darkon. Yeah, it means the derech, when it occurred with mechubar, but I'm not saying how often it occurred. I mean, derech here doesn't mean often, it just means when it happens, that's how it happens.
So how is he at the second suffix of maybe it was metalish? Seder, let's read it
not that metalish, way. Not metalish, the Rashba Svek Sveker is maybe they exist, maybe they're in a moich. Yeah. So I'm just saying that l'chayra, they both had the Rashba. This Rashba says clearly, this is the sugya called Miyad Hamatzui, based on Chayv Sareya. So l'chayra kipshutei sounds a little bit like the two tzadim we said, the two shitas, Mishka Sankiv and the Rivash, two Mahalchim and Miyad Hamatzui. Again, there's no numbers in the Shach and Taz, but it sounds a little bit, because again, they're arguing Pshat in the Rashba. This is the Rashba, Miyad Hamatzui. This is the Rashba that says that based on Chayv Sareya, that Miyad Hamatzui, you have to be Baidek, and it seems that it could be there was a shtukl machlekes shach taz about this issue, because the taz was learning in this Rashba that is gor darkon lahatliya. Now it wasn't roiv, right? Because again, roiv, you can't make a svek svek out of a roiv. Roiv is mochsik b'toylaim, there's no suffik. So we're talking about the mira matzui, and the shach said, the taz said the mira matzui was a suffik aragol, and the shach said that's not what the Rashba was talking about. The Rashba was talking about a suffik shein aragol, meaning much lower darkon school. Interestingly, it seems that l'chayra al derech, the different sheetahs we find in the Achrenim and Rishonim, the Rivash, Mishka Sankov, from what is the Darga, at which point we're kaveh something to be, Emir Hamatzu, it seemed from the Shach and Taz, L'chayret, there's Taka Machlok the Shach Taz. The Shach expanded, the Shach limited it to being something that's not a Safek Haragel, a much lower percentage, and the Taz was saying that even if it's a Safek Haragel, that was what was Nichlam, the Salach of Emir Hamatzu.
What is the, for the Shach,
no. What do you mean? No, that's because of the hemshecha. That's because the hemshecha said. Because if it comes with talish, you have other svekos. I mean, if it was only dark, would come with talish, then you have
it's
a svek svek of the ties.
So
but it's a mi'ad amotzo. You have to be chayshish. So we're coming to be makeup with the eved with the svek svek.
Even when it's something happened, it was mechubar.
Yeah, because if it would be betalish, you'd have the ties of svek svek. Yeah, they're also arguing, meaning based on that, they're arguing whether or not were you able, was the Rashba showing us that you could put a Safek Aragel into a Svek Sveker? They're definitely arguing about that, in Hilchos Svek Sveker, and Hanami. Meaning, so the question, what's the question? The question is the Rashba, is the first Safek of Miyad Amatzu, is that a Safek Aragel, not a Safek Aragel? So Shtei Tar, Machleik Shach and Taz, if the Rashba is Miyad Amatzu, it was a Safek Aragel, not a Safek Aragel. I'm quoting you. Okay. So that's not an interesting ha'ara that l'chayr you see here, taka machloikis in the gedarim of Miyad Hamatzu. Okay, so again, like we said from the Poskim, that practically speaking, it seems to have something to do with, is it something that's, you know, normal, something that's not surprising, as opposed to something which is, you know, more of a surprise to find. But in the Chanam, it seems here, this shtickle shachtaz, and in the Chanam, from the shachar, it seems maybe a little bit more l'chumra, that mira matzui is even a smaller percentage. Okay, so l'maisa, ad kan, we're discussing all the various halachas of a very specific darga, called a mir hamatzui. Not the roif, not a strange yoytzei min hakal, but a mir hamatzui. So what about the other dargas? Let's say something is less than a mir hamatzui. Let's say it's, according to Mishnah Sanhedrin, less than 1 in 10. Let's say it's taka surprising. Let's say it's... No, you for sure can be mitzayir for miyad hamatzoy. The question is, what is a miyad hamatzoy? The Rashba was mitzayir for miyad hamatzoy. The Rashba said, I have a sukkah called miyad hamatzoy, you have to be burdened. With the evidence, okay, so I expect it. So he was mitzayir for miyad hamatzoy. So the Taz said, oh, he was mitzayir for miyad hamatzoy, which means suffik a ruggle. Shach says, no, he was mitzayir for miyad hamatzoy, which means suffik she'en a ruggle. Okay, so now l'chor it's clear that Chazal were mechadish, that a commonly found thing, again, Kolafia Indian, but a commonly found thing, which is a miyat, chazal or mechayev. Let's say it's an uncommonly found thing, a miyat she'enam matzui, something which is rare, surprising, less than 1 in 10, b'chule. So l'chayr b'chi ha'gavna, there's no chshash, chazal won't chayshish at all. We'll call it a miyutu to the miyutu, call it what you want. And me'lo, there's no chi v'dika, klal u'klal. Okay, so l'maiso, the place can point out that we find the various achrenim, l'chayr, that even by a miyat she'enam matzui, maybe we'll, this will be the teretz for Oysa Isha, the crack out, to check the raisins. That, unless we find in various poskim, that be'emes, even something that's miyat she'enam matzui, even something that's a rare occurrence, so agami, avada not mechayev b'dika yesodit, to take it apart and to cut it open, and to check each one, mamish, the ikviyot, to check each one very carefully. But the ma'isa they bring from the ma'isa rav, from the goyim, ma'isa rav, Oysa Tzadik Dalit, that Yishli Zar, to check everything you eat. The Yavitz, Chuvas Yavitz and Chelik Beis, Kuf Chav Dalet, says, Kfar Nahagu Livdei Kakol. You check everything, that's the minigredi. And then there's the famous Chach Masadim in Klal Amir Chesu Ischav, that he says that Avada, you don't have to go be Baide, but Avada, before someone puts something in his mouth, meaning, you know, something at Epis is Shaykh to Toilam, just take a look. Look, be aware of what you're putting in your mouth. And, you'll save yourself from many surim, and then the Chach Masadim famously is made on himself. He says, and you should know how many times I saved myself from Isser by just pashat looking down at the food. Meaning, it's meduyik here, it's a chiddush. It's not really such a chiddush. I mean, could be, his manena would be a chiddush. Chach Masadim, everyone was at the table, he was at Sudas, whatever it is, and he was mekel, because it was a miyachain amatsu. And Afalpikin, you see that from time to time, he says many times, maybe you have a little bit of a riot from here, what the other miyat amatsui is. Because he's saying this was a miyat she'en amatsui, and therefore there's no chiv to check. And Afalpikin, a person should just take a look, and you know, and I saved myself many times. So whatever he was calling miyat she'en amatsui, he was finding what he called pabim rabos, he was saving himself from Isser. And the chayra, so it's okay, so I saw someone ishtal too. Yeah, very similar to the grunt.
Just not external.
Yeah, like a simple external checking, just to be aware of what you're checking. And the what they shtal to this concept, the makar we find to this concept perhaps, said aside from the bedikas hareis by Dreyfus, there's another bedika in the beginning of Chulin, in the beginning of Yeridea, is that you have to check the shoychit. You have to check him, test him, make sure he knows the halachas, make sure he's a mumcha. So it seems to be that there's a machlokes yishenim. Getting to the problem, it seems to me machlokes yishenim Rabban Rosh, whether that roiv shoychit ma mumchim, that which is a mir of shoychit that are not mumchim, is that a mir hamatzim or a mir she'en hamatzim? So it seems to be a machlokes, and the Rosh seems to learn that it's miyat she'en amatzah. And even though it's a miyat she'en amatzah, afalpikin, we test him, we do, meaning that's kilo, that's like the external check of a fruit, it's just, you know, not to mamish go, you know, tear him to pieces, but that's like a bedika kala. So we see that even by, maybe this is a makar, that by a, even for miyat she'en amatzah, a bedika kala, to be aware of what you're eating, is taka, a hanhaga toiva at least, and perhaps it's a mitzvah chasidus, but you know, to use that to save you from this.
It's more of like a.
Yeah.
If you're eating like this, you're not gonna look on the other side.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, his lashon seems to say that you should. Yeah. He says you should look at everything. It's mashma. And the ma'aser, the yavit says nagu livda kakol.
Yeah.
Some kind of bedika kal. Okay. Exactly
the
agdar.
Yeah.
So I'm masking l'mashal that in a chanami. Let's say for a second that plums, which is debatable, it depends on your hagdar of miyad amatzi in amatzi. But let's say plums would be a miyad amatzi to find worms inside. I think, you know, Ravai assumes that it's a Miyat Hamatsui. Certainly, according to other Hagdars, of, you know, I think it's surprising if you find it a plum, maybe not, whatever it is. Let's assume that a plum is a Miyat Hamatsui. So I think it would be fair to say that, you know, if you're in the kitchen and you're near a knife, okay, so you want to cut it open, maybe that would already be called B'dikat Kal. Okay, maybe that's already too much. If a person doesn't have a knife handy, he's placed on somewhere away, you can, then you could eat it. Okay, again, you know, keep your eyes on it. Look, call if you're in.
So according to not the past, even by means of matzu, even when there was a race, it was passed in the Rashbah,
for the Chash Pirish, right?
So, Chara, even Koshi can hear, it's a mutual matzu, even Mamsh can get this. Even if you find a race, you can keep going, you can eat.
Why? Because it wasn't Pirish?
No. Even when you're, even by a meal with Hamatsu, when you have a Reusa, you can eat it.
You're talking about.
Yeah,
I'm saying, but when I say Miyat Hamatsu, maybe that Miyat Hamatsu is Darka B'Mechubur. I'm even talking about Darka B'Mechubur. It's Miyat Hamatsu, but that one which comes once in a blue moon is B'Mechubur, then you don't have what you're saying.
You don't clear
Reusins
because the Taka is
Shai.
You don't need a
Prisha. Right, Tassar. Okay, now. Okay, so that's one that, and the Maisa, it's interesting, the Taz points out another Nafkamina in Sefkat Yedzayin, that this Miyat She'ena Matzu, when it's Taka Shaloi Benimtza, so there the halacha is that we have a halacha later in Seftes, that if you find three bugs, and we say the whole thing is Muchsuk, and it's also until you manage to check every little piece of it. And if you can't check every piece, you throw it out. So the Taz says, but if it's something that's not Benimtza Toiloin Becham, and it's L'Chari is talking about a Miyat She'ena Matzu, so then even if you find three, we're so convinced that it's such a rare occurrence that even if you find three, we won't say it's Mokhsik B'Talayim. We'll assume it just came in Alma, just fell in some kind of fluke type of a occurrence, and Mela, it's not Mokhsik whole thing because of this Hagdar of Miyat She'ena Matzu, that it's such a rare occurrence that to find three, we just assume that. We assume that they came in Alma. Which, what's that?
So how does it become a Miyat Shematzu if you're never going to...
Yeah, Miyat Hamatsu means the whole min, as a whole. Meaning, like the place can say, in this city, in this crap, this year. Three not. I mean, if you see them crawling all over, obviously. And, we're talking about where you did a little bit of it. You found one, you found two, you found three. Okay, so that's Michad Giso. That's the din of Miyat She'ena Matsu, meaning less than Miyat Hamatsu. Now, and Miyidach Giso. Let's say you find something, let's say we have something which is higher than Miyat Hamatsu, which is Muchsuk. Now, again, at what point we're going to call it Muchsuk is also telling how you learn Miyat Hamatsu. If you're very Machmir Miyat Hamatsu, then anything more than that is already Shtaka Muchsuk Minagam. Even Muchsuk B'Talayim could be even less than over, call it Muchsuk. Lefi the Mishkan HaSeankov, you have not 1 in 10, you have 1 in 9. So L'chayr Lefi him, that's called Muchsuk. So even though it's L'chayr is still Midrabanan because you don't have a Raiv, but it could be there will be more Chumras. You sure have to check. The question is, there'll be more chumras. Which chumras? Maybe the chumras are zayvi midareisa, azayvi rav. Now let's see. Maybe what's the chumra of midareisa? If you have a pri that's rav times nagua, so that's a rav. That's midareisa. It's muchsik b'talam, and you have to check every. Okay. If you can do a proper checking, you can do a proper checking. For the ma'isa, you have to check midareisa to be ma'isi mecheskasa that it has talam.
Unless it's just a minimal shear.
Hechem betzina in between 10 to 40% for the mishkas after.
Right. Nechanam. I'm sorry. Until Rav, you call it a Miyat Hamatsu. Until Rav, you call it a Miyat Hamatsu.
Nechanam.
Fine. Okay. Nechanam. I'm sorry. Stamira. But from Rav and on, that's ready Midaraisa and that's Chiyav Gomer. Meaning Chazal didn't have to be Mechayev over there. But Nechanam, this connection is starting from there until Rav, that's where Chazal Mechayev. Nechanam. Say something? Yeah. I mean, he's not talking about rave, that's for sure, right?
Yeah. Even if there's 45, even if there's 60%
clean,
still not going to be.
Says the Shach, that's a. And the Taz is masking. He says, you're right, it's a Safek HaRogel. You have to know Hilchus Safek HaRogel, we have to know Hilchus Vekis. But whatever, let's assume, it seemed clear from the Shach and Taz, 40% is for sure Safek HaRogel. And they say, you cannot be mitzdarf that, to Safek Vekis. Yeah. That's goofy.
You think usually 50 to 50, that would be
right. To check that true, so he quotes a Taurus Abayas. Okay. So is there an afkamina? I mean, after all, once Chazal are Mechayev Abedika, so they're Mechayev Abedika. So what's the difference if it's Midrabanan because of Miyat Hamatsu or Midraisa because of Rav Muchsik B'Talayim? Should it make a difference? Should not make a difference? So let's just speak for a moment about what a Bedika is. So it's Mavur and Shulchan Aruch. I remember there's different targets of bedikas. It's a bedika called checking each one and looking over each little shtickle, making sure there's no bugs. And then we see in the Hemshech of the Mechaber, by the din of Talish, after your base chodesh, when there's no chash of Mechaber, it's only with Talish. So we see a different type of bedika. They don't have to check mamish each one. And we have different ifanim that you put it into water, you soak it in cold water, then in hot water. Mechia Gavna, you can take care of a problem of a chash toilon. Now, but the emes is, what I'm saying is a little bit inaccurate. Why? Because the emes, the only time, the emes in Shulchan Aruch said bedika means bedika, you check and you check each piece. When do we see this kunsim of soaking and up in hot water, it'll float to the top, cold water, hot water? That's only where the emes, Slav Dafka, there's even a Mira Matsui. Meaning the Rosh himself was really noita when it was after Yud Beis Chodesh, yeah, you don't have to do anything. They said maybe, the chash was maybe it's going to be pirish. Because of the chash that maybe it's going to be pirish, so then they said you could take care of it with this kunz of doing cold water and hot water. But something that the Mir HaMatzli is for a chash that there's bugs that are usher b'fayal, so for there we don't find the bedika of soaking and doing anything other than mamish checking it one after the other. And haraya is what Ma'ar has been waiting for, this Mechaber. And Mechaber himself says that even after Yud Beis Chodesh, that the ones inside are just the chash ba'alma. So for that, you can do the soaking business. But the Mechaber says, before you do that, check the outside. What do you mean check the outside? I mean check. Look for the outside and look for the whether it's there or not. Now, this halacha of checking the outside, this brings us back to what we were discussing originally, which is, why is the Mechaber, again, we're talking about after 12 months, it was only betalish. The Mechaber says, check the ones on the outside. So he says two things. The ones that were b'chutz seems certainly pirish, or the ones al-gav ha-pri. Who cares if it's al-gav ha-pri? Because agava pri, I can eat it. They're not kosher pirish. Alamai, you're right. It's big machlokes achrenim. The taz, not the taz. So I think this is all goes back into that shiloh, and it's taka not clear. I think it's machlokes achrenim. And in a chanami, the taz will say, oh, you see a raya for me. You see, you have to check agava pri because we're kosher taz. Doesn't say there's a hole over there. So it's like the taz you see like me. So if you look in the goyin over there, and I think that might be the pashtus of the rush, who's the makar of this halacha. The Goyin says, you have to check for the ones on the outside of the Pri, says the Goyin, Kivan Shapirshu, Lashana Goyin. So this Mavur says that we're talking about a case where we knew it was Pirish. Either you saw it be Pirish, or it had a hole we were talking about, or it was something that was like, you know, darkly mamish to be Pirish, like the Milbin that the Taz discusses. It's hard to know and hard to bring Rayas, but we do have this Shaila of, and Lachar, we do have somewhat of a Sniff Lahakal that, according to certainly some Paiskim, there will be certainly Hechatimtzes, where there's Takanoch Shash Pirish, and then you won't have the Salach. Fine. Now, okay, so that's what I'm saying. So when there's a chash, maybe pierce, maybe not pierce, then we have this washing. But otherwise, you have to check the pre. And checking the pre means checking the pre. You have to check each one in order to matter it b'achila. Now, so what about the common practice bismaninu? This is what Vai's book is full of this. That there's other things we do. Sometimes it's very, very difficult, very time consuming. B'tircha, certainly for industrial sized restaurants. So what about some kind of other process which will certainly remove most of the bugs, but won't remove all the bugs. Won't necessarily remove all the bugs like a real proper bedika, where we assume you caught each one because you went over each thing. What about going under high pressured faucets, soaking it in salt water, the place can speak about, soaking it in this, soaking it in that. So what will this accomplish? So the question is like this. Once Chazal or Mechayev, Amiyat HaMatzoy, that you have to do bedika, or the Torah was Mechayev, because it was Muchzuk Al Piroiv, what would be the din if I take that and I super blast it under a faucet, or I have some kind of hechtim, so that now I know for sure it's a Miyat She'ena Matzoy? Can I guarantee you that I got rid of everything like a real bedika mamish? Of course not. Certainly until you're baidik, each and every centimeter of the fruit, you can't guarantee that everything was removed. Well, the mice, it's clear that it came to Dargah Miyat She'ena Matzoy. So what's that? Oh, so that's the question. So l'chayro, it's like this. We know the Ramah, right? The Ramah says that by the din of Mira Matzui, don't think you can get away, let's say I have, you know, 50 fruit, and this whole min is Mira Matzui. Says the Ramah, don't think you can get away with checking 30, 40, or even 49. You have to check every single one. Because the Chi of Mira Matzui assumes that even if you check 49, and you didn't find, we'll assume the 50th one has the bugs. That's the Chashash of Mira Matzui. But L'chayra, that's all. You didn't check every, you didn't do a P'ula to the whole batch. So you, that last one that you didn't check, that blinds me on a matzah. But let's say you did a pa'ula. What we're discussing is a little bit different. We did a pa'ula, the rinsing of the washing to the whole batch. And we know the mitzias is of this whole thing, that there's no longer a commonly miyad hamatzah found book. So l'chayra kipshuta, this taka would take away the shame miyad hamatzah. Again, if I have 50 apples and I check 49, so each one, Chazal say, miyad hamatzah, miyad hamatzah, miyad hamatzah. So I get to the 50th one, that 50th one, Chazal said, fine, you didn't find the first 49, we're chayshish, the 50th one is the miyad hamatzah. And the mail of 49 doesn't help. Masha'in Kane, so I take all 50 together and I put them under superpowered for us, and each one gets the same superpowered bath. Each one gets the superpowered rechitza with chomarim and the salt water and the soap water and chul. No, that's what I'm saying. Well, let's see. What I mean to say is, let's say this. Okay, so I think if this rechitza, if this washing accomplishes such that it's ma'oid yitach, that they're all gone. Yeah, it's possible. We know, just like everything that's a meat chain of matzah, we assume there's taka really no bugs here. Afanemis, we assume there's no bugs. We don't assume every time you eat meat chain of matzah, yeah, taka, I'm stomach eating one bug. No, we assume you're taka not eating any bugs. So here also, we assume that you're not eating any bugs. So, l'chayra b'chiyah gavna, l'chayra, there should be no reason to say that it doesn't take away we change the matzias of this fruit. Mali, if it grew as a meat chain of matzah, or I put it into a matzah chain of matzah, as long as right now, I would be very shocked and surprised to see if I found a bug here. That's what Chayr called a meat chain of matzah.
No, Maisha says it's pesticides.
Oh, one second. Yeah, so pesticides is a different issue because Rav told Maisha, but Chayr, right, that's what Maisha said. Pesticides, Chayr, knock it down. Well, that's a little different because that's mitchilas briyase. That's when it grew without. Yeah, I'm talking about something that had bugs, then I put it through the washing machine.
It wasn't shot, they did that all the afterwards.
Yeah, they do it the whole time, so to make sure the bugs never come into it. Oh, yes, okay, one second. Yes, Laura, making a very good point. We're going to get to that. Okay, so I'm just saying, L'chayra, Apisvara, L'chayra, we don't see any reason why that should not knock it down to a Darga of Mi'ach and a Matzai. And once you did a Pa'ula to change the whole Matzai, the whole thing, L'chayra should be okay. And L'chayra, Kach Mavur, in the Krasi, in Simon Pedale by us, and Sivkot in your test, that he's talking about some kind of lettuce that was Mamish Muchzuk, Mamish Shreklach Muchzuk. And he said that it's so muchzik that you could check it 1, 2, 3 times and never get rid of the bugs. He says, there's still bugs. We know, you check it 3 times, there's the bugs. But he says, but if you taka checked it very well, so you can't be samech on that because it was mamish muchzik b'taylayim. But so once you get a checking and then you cook it, that's okay. Then you're going to have the sfek sfek of the rashba. So l'chayr mavur in the crazy that by doing checking on something that was muchzik, you knocked it down to a miyachayna matzoy. You made it from a muchzik to a miyachayna matzoy, but even that it goes into the sfek sfek of the rashba. So l'chayr state on crazy, kataka knock it down, adarga, l'chayr hu adin, from a miyachayna matzoy to a miyachayna matzoy.
So even in the matzoy where it's not vada going to take it out, where it's not even yichaz, could it take out everything?
Yeah, vada could. And I'm masking, and then 1 second, okay, yes. We're talking so far where it could theoretically, it might not, but it certainly you're talking that it could. We assume that it did. It'll be very surprising to find the bug here. The other Friday, I took a bag of gush katef lettuce, and I mamish checked it, one bag for 45 minutes, clean, spotless. Oh, Hashem, that's the way it's supposed to be. I would have been surprised to find the bug. Others think it's not surprising to find the bug, whatever it is. But yeah, I mamish went through bag with a loop, a 20. I mamish went over every centimeter and didn't find garnished. Okay, so Lefiz, I just want to say that this is, you know, Bodek produce that you buy in stores, so it's not really nivdak. It's a little bit misleading, not really. They don't really sit and check every single strawberry like this, you know, with actually, you know, there are some kashrus organizations. I think it's easier for a more local type of kashrus organization that they actually require the mashkichim to push it, go and check, you know, the fruit. But Bodek certainly doesn't do that with their thousands and millions of pounds of strawberries they're producing. But what they do is they chop off the heads and they put it through some kind of high pressured washing system with soapy water and then wash it off, and they do this process which knocks it down. Now, in every bag of produce, in every bag of Bodek strawberries, it's a meat chain of matzah. You should not find, I mean, we assume there's no bugs. And b'chiyai gavna, l'chayra, there's no problem to be samech as long as it's taka properly being accomplished, which we'll discuss soon, how they are mevara that they're doing a good job. How do they know that it's working b'chal? Maybe the bugs don't come off, so we'll get to that in a moment. The Maisa in B'dika Sambaz and Kilchasa, Rav just brings that he, what the Gdolim did tell him, Eliyashiv and the Shevet Alevi did tell him, is that let's say I have a muchzik b'toylein, and I go mamish high pressure, but it's klar every single time at least one remains. Burr that there's always one. So Zakhtar, then it's awesome. Meaning, let's say every single bag of Bodek produce, we got rid of 99%, there's one bug in every single bag. It's klar, each time the bibagna zakt, then they told him that that's aser.
It blibes
b'ches kaser. Oh. So l'chayra, that's the Rashba. Meaning like this, l'chayra we could ask on this klal from the Rashba. The Rashba said that this whole soaking business only worked for 12 months. But during 12 months, when it's a chashash that it's been mechaber, doesn't help. Frek the achreinim, why not? I mean, after all, it gets out the bugs. Says the Rashba, some might remain. Who cares if some remain? So there'll be one or two left. So what? It's mitzvah and matzah. The teretz is that l'chayra, so first of all, yesh l'tchayis balabatish, maybe he was chayshish, that would be